Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about contribution graphs. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do software engineering managers look at the developer's contribution graph as one of the parameters to evaluate an engineer? Well, I've never met one who did, at least not publicly, but I suspect that they do, because this is sort of, some of them probably have. This is sort of like asking how many, are there engineering managers who are going to look at how many lines of code a person has provided in order to evaluate the success of the engineer. And I'm here to tell you a big dirty secret, guys. Half of the engineering managers that, or probably more, they lack the technical skills to even check how many lines of code you have contributed with, because there are no requirements usually on engineering managers to know anything about software development. I have interviewed many people for this role at this point, and it's actually not that what's very common is that they start the conversation by saying that they know things about software development, and they talk about tools that they once upon a time way back when used to know, which is the thing that they do, because it's something that's socially gifted people do, because they know that by talking about, they sort of have to have a background. And so they bring up irrelevant stuff that has been long since forgotten in their minds, in order to, you know, increase the perception of them. And this usually works on the people who are doing the hiring, because engineering managers are usually people who are more like human resources oriented people, which means that when they are being interviewed, it's on average by people who are as ignorant as they are. The problem is that in my company, they want me to sit in the interview, and other software people who actually do this every single day and have for years, which means that when I ask a follow-up question about, well, they loosely is throwing around a term like machine learning or ASP or, you know, Java or something like that, there are, like, you hear very quickly that they don't actually know anything. And so the ones that actually know something, checking on like lines of code, it would really have to be a silly person, like a silly engineering manager, who would look at something like that, because the lines of code it's a very silly metric to look at. If I wanted to be, I mean, I remember at my last project, so we migrated we had two repositories, and we merged them together. And so my statistics went up really, really high, because I was the one who copy-pasted all the files from one project into the other project. So I became number one in terms of like code file changes like that. So, it was basically a copy-paste. I didn't provide any value. It is notoriously difficult to evaluate the value and efficiency of a software engineer. The ways that you usually evaluate the engineer is one part through how much domain knowledge does this person have. In other words, how good are they at supporting other people, answering questions, like do they know how all the systems work, etc., etc. And the other part is how good are they at executing on value building tasks, things that matter. That is what is usually it's the thing that is what most engineering managers are looking at. So when you are an efficient software developer, your engineering manager is more likely to look at, as I said, the nature of what you do. And this is where it gets tricky, where a software developer and an engineering manager, they sort of have to both be a person who understands how to do this evaluation in the right way, because otherwise there's going to be a mismatch. I've seen many, many cases, guys, where there are software engineers who are very talented, but the engineering manager simply, they are working in a company where they barely see the software engineers. They barely notice what they're doing. And in a company like that, guys, you are not being evaluated as like someone who has might have been in a different company where you have an engineering manager who actually pays attention or has the capacity. So when I tell people that it's sometimes difficult to say accurately whether or not it's your work environment or it's you who is the problem or that's why you're not getting promoted or that's why someone else gets promoted, it is because it's a very complicated thing. The only true thing I can say is that on average it is the person who has coffee with the engineering manager who has the likeliest chance to be noticed. But that's always true. It's the same thing as being, you know, discovered as an actor or something like that, or an actress. Who, if you are exposed to the person who holds the power to make the decision or something like that, it's usually that you are on their radar. Otherwise, you might not be on their radar, and then you have to get on the radar. But how do you get on the radar? Well, it depends on the person. So it's a whole, like, it's a catch-22 sort of thing, right? In order to get on the radar, you need to know the person. But if you never meet the person, you can't really figure that out. And then, on the other hand, the question is, do you want to really run around and try to figure out how to be evaluated well as an engineer? Because the sad truth, or like the, well, I'm not going to say the sad truth, the way that this game is played, guys, is usually that you have to build up a history of success. And when you have built that history of success, you are more likely to be noticed by the people, such as like your engineering manager and so forth. If I give you a small story, I can give you my own from a little while back. So I was hired, I was working in this other company. I was not super happy. By the end of my employment there, I wasn't super happy, and they hated my guts pretty much as well. And so basically I had an option to like go and do something else. And so I started looking around, and an old friend of mine, he noticed that I was looking for somewhere else to work. And so he said, hey, do you want to come over and join one of the teams here at this company that I'm working at? And I said, yeah, that sounds fun. They had an interesting team and the engineer seemed to be nice. So I went over and I started working. And then after about 3 months of working, I'm working with like some of their main boys and girls, and then there's an opportunity where an opening in one of the other departments where they say, okay, we need some person to go in here and take over charge basically over this product and then build that into something big and beautiful, or like, you know, something much more advanced than we have today. Do you, and then my manager gets the question, do you have someone, can we borrow someone from your department, because we can't find someone, or like there's, it's difficult for us to find someone who can take on this responsibility. Now my manager has worked with me before, and he knows that, yeah, I probably have a guy for you. So he recommends me and asks me, do you want to get promoted to do this thing? And I get promoted. Now this is 3 months after me joining, and let's just say that this promotion, I worked for years at the last company without ever getting anything even remotely close to this. And so 3 months into it, I get promoted. 6 months later, I made the things that they wanted happen basically, and then I get promoted again to now being one of the top, like if we talk architects and so forth and so forth, which effectively puts me above in terms of how many people I have responsibilities towards and like sort of my role and so forth. It puts me at the same level as the founder at my last company. And that happened in a fraction of the time it took for me to be to get anywhere in the last company. And that is because this company had a different way of doing things, when I had already a track record of proven, you know, successful executions. But if we talk about terms of how much code have I contributed to all of the different systems and so forth, I mean, there are guys in this new company that I was working at, they had been working there for like 10-20 years. I'm never gonna be like, in terms of, you know, how much contribution have I done as at their level. But it's not about that. It is about, can you effectively execute and produce the results that are desired within the company. So what I want you to take away from this, guys, is that yes, I'm certain that some engineering managers might look at your contribution graph, but it's not going to be the thing, again, unless they're really silly people, it's not going to be the thing that determines how valuable you are as an engineer. The thing that determines that is are you being noticed? Like, are you doing work that they value and they can they see in some way? Because if you're not being seen, they're not noticing you, etc., etc. And that's a very difficult thing to deal with. In some cases, as I said in my little story here, some cases the only option you have is to go somewhere else because either they hate your guts or they don't even think about that you exist, etc., etc. It's a story as old as acting. Anywho, the other part is that you have to have a proven track record, that you have to show that you're actually able to execute on things that are important to that's important to the company. And that might be everything from solving like technical problems, taking ownership and becoming a manager, or like etc., etc. It's really down to what does this company value, what does what do they need. It's something I've told a lot of juniors, guys, you could write all the unit tests in the world, and if the company doesn't care about that stuff in comparison to, I don't know, taking care of some other arbitrary administrative tasks, you're sort of like you're selling ice to an Eskimo, or like you're selling sand to someone who lives in the desert. It's not, you could be the best at it, but nobody cares. So it's really down to, if you want to be valued as an engineer, to understand what are the things that matter in this specific company. Have a great day.